Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So, let's go over day three in the Brian Walsh murder trial and what the jury heard and keep you abreast of how this thing is flowing along in a bit of a summary. We'll give it to you in about 15 minutes versus 7 hours. So what happened in the trial on day three? Well, a lot. a lot. The jury didn't hear theories. They didn't hear arguments. They saw what was left of the cleanup. Bag by bag, item by item, a forensic scientist of the Massachusetts State Police crime lab named Davis Gould took the stand and walked jurors through 10 bags of garbage that investigators pulled from a dumpster near Brian Walsh's mother's apartment complex in Swampscott. How interesting. The same mom that is hiring the PI and all that, allegedly. Brian felt like that must be a safe space, allegedly, to dump some bags, some remains of his lovely wife that he loved so much and cared about so much that his first reaction when she suddenly died was, best hacksaws for chopping this bitch up. And I mean that with no disrespect to her. I'm kind of going through the alleged mindset of this monster, allegedly. As we continue to break this down, your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Please do leave them there for us. Would love to hear them. And while you're there, please do press subscribe as well, so you don't miss any of our commentary in this case as we continue to work our way through it day by day. What came out of those bags told a story. that no defense attorney can rewrite. And that's one of these parts of this trial where you're just like, how are you going to defend this guy? And look, that's why there's defense attorneys. It's a good thing that they exist, even when they have to go through defending someone like this, the indefensible. It really does show their skill set. And I'm not in any way, you know, I get it. I understand it. That is a skill set. And again, be thankful they exist, because not everybody is Brian Walsh. There are plenty of people who are falsely accused of crimes that need someone who can really get crafty and go, wait a second here. This doesn't make any sense. This case, though, you got to get crafty, but I do wonder deep down what he's thinking. Maybe we'll know more later. Gould explained that on the evening of January 9th, 2023, police called him to a trash facility on Forest Street in Peabody around 8:15 p.m. His job was to sort through the garbage and separate everything that might be evidence. So that's what he did, bag by bag. And the jury watched as prosecutors displayed photographs of what he found. Bag one, dun-da-da-da, had clothing, a pair of green boots, a black purse, headphones in a case, socks, a black jacket, and a set of Volkswagen keys, the same type of car Anna Walsh drove. Bag two is where things shifted. Two white towels, both soaked in red-brown stains, gauze with red-brown stains, tissues with red-brown stains. Bag three, a white bathrobe, same staining. Bag four had a watch with leather straps, a pair of gray slippers with red-brown stains, and another pair of dark gray slippers that were worse. And I'm assuming you understand what the red-brown stains mean. The photograph showed those slippers covered in what looked like congealed blood, with what Gould identified as hair still attached. There was also a loose hair inside the bag, wipes, a sponge with a wipe stuffed into it, and then bag five. What do we have, Johnny? Pieces of a rug cut into sections, stained. Bag six had a hand towel with red-brown stain, safety goggles, and a white Tyvek suit, the kind of full-body protective gear you wear when you're doing something you don't want any part of you touching. Type of stuff, if you remember, if you're old enough kids to remember 9/11, and if you were in a workplace any time after when people were very concerned about certain chemicals coming through the mail, these sort of suits, yeah, they would have been in all of your mail rooms for quite some time. Always everyone going, hope we never have to wear that. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. I remember we had those at our radio stations back then. These ones, according to Gould, were also covered in blood and human tissue. So there's that. Now, let me say this again. Human tissue on pieces of a rug pulled from a dumpster that Brian Walsh's phone placed him near in the days after his wife disappeared. But wait, there's more. Bag seven had a bottle of hydrogen peroxide, an ice pack, a blue flat sheet, paper bags from Lowe's and Stop and Shop, the same stores where surveillance footage allegedly captured Walsh buying cleaning supplies and tools. Bag eight had the tools themselves, a hammer, wire snips, a hatchet, and a hacksaw. The hacksaw had red-brown stains on the blade. Bag nine wasn't shown. Contained a large piece of tarp that had been taped together from a bigger tarp, protective booties, a piece of pink insulation, scraps from containers. That's not a man panicking. That's a kit. That's preparation. That's execution. And every piece of it was laid out in front of 16 jurors who now have to carry those images with them for the rest of this trial and their lives. And here's the part that makes it all worse. Earlier in the day, before Gould even took the stand, prosecutors showed the jury a photograph of Anna Walsh. She was lying on a rug in the living room of her Cohasset home, smiling, playing with one of her three young sons. The child had been cropped out of the image at the request of the defense, but Anna was still there, alive, happy, relaxed, lying on a green patterned rug Then the jury saw what came out of bag five and bag six, and it was pieces of a rug, green, patterned, stained with blood and tissue. Before and after shots, if you will. The prosecution didn't say it explicitly. They didn't really have to. The implication was loud enough to echo off the courtroom walls. That's the same rug. And the jury knows it. Now let's talk about what the defense is selling here. Their theory, laid out during opening statements on Monday, is that Brian Walsh woke up on New Year's morning. It was technically the morning, but still kind of the middle of the night, because we're talking searches are happening here, still in the dark. So let's just be real. Yes, New Year's morning, middle of the night. And found Anna inexplicably dead in their bed. And then he panicked, they say. No explanation, no cause of death, just sudden, unexplained loss that no one can explain. And rather than a 911 call, rather than call anyone, he made a series of catastrophically bad decisions driven by fear about what would happen to their children. It is a bold theory. Some may call it crazy. It asks the jury to believe that a healthy 39-year-old woman simply just died in her sleep for no reason, and that her husband, rather than grieving, rather than seeking help, you know, you find her dead, but how dead? Did you really know? Some people can be laying there. Notice we haven't heard about that. We didn't hear about rigor mortis or anything. She was dead, so I chopped her up. Instead of seeking help, as most people would, even if you think she's gone. There's no equation here where the answer is, let's go to Lowe's and get a hacksaw. He immediately started Googling how to dispose of a body and went shopping for tarps. But here's the problem. Prosecutors called Mark Selvaggi to the stand also on Wednesday. Selvaggi is a life insurance agent with New York Life. Oh, here's where we're going. And he's the one who sold Anna Walsh her policies. He explained that Brian had originally reached out looking for coverage, but because Brian had a pending federal case for art fraud, no insurer would write him a policy. So Selvaggi suggested putting the coverage in Anna's name instead, and that's exactly what happened. New York Life approved Anna for two policies, a 20-year term policy worth $1 million and a whole life policy worth $250,000. Both policies went into effect in May of 2021, and the sole beneficiary listed on both, that's behind door number 27, Rod, Brian Walsh. In cross-examination, defense attorney Kelly Porges pointed out that naming a spouse as beneficiary is standard. It's how families ensure their kids are taken care of. That is a fair point. But Selvaggi also testified to something the defense can't really spin away. In order to get those policies approved, Anna had to undergo a health evaluation. Blood work, urine sample, medical records review, phone interview about lifestyle, and based on all that, New York Life assigned her a health rating. The scale goes from 1 to 37, with 1 being the best. Anna Walsh received a 1. Select preferred, the highest possible rating. It's not a woman on the verge of a sudden unexplained death. That's a woman an insurance company looked at and said, statistically, we're going to make some money here because she ain't going to die. She's going to be around for a long time. And less than 2 years later, she allegedly is dead in her bed with no cause, and her husband is cutting up rugs and buying hacksaws. The defense wants the jury to believe Anna's death was a tragic medical mystery with no evidence to back it up. Just, this is what it is, kids. But the insurance company's own records say otherwise, and juries remember details like that. From there, the prosecution spent the rest of the morning systematically proving that Anna Walsh didn't go anywhere after New Year's Eve. Brian told police she left early on January 1st to catch a flight for a work emergency in D.C. He said she usually took an Uber or Lyft to the airport, and that story fell apart almost immediately. And the defense has since admitted it was a lie, but prosecutors made sure to bury it anyway. Seth Fox, a subpoena compliance specialist with Lyft, confirmed that Anna's account showed no ride requests between December 30th and 2022. Or December 30th, 2022, and January 8th, 2023. So that window right there. Alisa Wimmer from Uber said the same. Two trips on December 30th when Anna arrived in Massachusetts, and then nothing. Thomas Menillo Jr., head of security and keeper of records for JetBlue at Logan Airport, testified that Anna had a flight booked for January 3rd, Boston to Reagan National. She never showed. Same for flights on January 13th, 16th, 27th, and 30th. All no-shows. William Foley from U.S. Customs and Border Protection confirmed Anna returned to the country on December 7th after a trip aboard and never left again. No ride shares, no flights, no border crossings. Anna Walsh didn't leave that house on January 1st, alive. And every record the prosecution introduced on Wednesdays made that fact undeniable. But again, they're not arguing that she didn't die. Officer Greg Lawrence was the first cop to make contact with Brian Walsh. She responded to a wellness check on January 4th, 4 days after Anna was supposedly last seen. Lawrence testified that when he arrived at the Cohasset property, Brian met him at the side door. He was calm, collected, cooperative, and he helped fill out the missing persons report, provided Anna's physical description, her phone number, her D.C. address. He told Lawrence it was unusual for his wife not to FaceTime the kids when she traveled. Lawrence never stepped inside the house. Brian didn't invite him in either. Come on in. Let's have some tea. And Lawrence didn't push. Why would he? At that point, it was just a missing person call. A husband concerned about his wife. Nothing more. Except by then, if prosecutors are right, Anna had been dead for about 4 days. Her body had been dismembered. Her remains had been bagged and dumped. And Brian Walsh stood at that side door, calm, collected. No big deal. Filling out paperwork. Like it was, you know, reporting a fender bender. Swear, Snuckles just jumped out in front of the car. Massachusetts State Police Sergeant Amy Waterman testified about traveling to Washington, D.C. on January 7th to search Anna's residence there. She described a three-story townhouse garage, workout room, living area on the first floor, primary bedroom on the second, three children's rooms on the third. The place was neat, tidy. Some of Brian's clothing was in the closet, but Anna wasn't there. Her car wasn't there. No sign she'd ever made it back. And then there's the Volvo. Gould testified that either on January 9th, before the trash pull, he processed the family's Volvo at the Cohasset Police Department. There, he recovered five separate blood samples from the vehicle. Driver's side seat controls, second row passenger mat, the back of a third row seat, which had been folded down, two trunk mats. He also found plastic gloves everywhere, two on the passenger side floor, a pair in a Ziploc bag. 16 more in the center console. When you need gloves, you need gloves, right? Do you hear me? When you got to clean up a body, you need gloves. Come down to Vic's Glove Emporium, where we got all the gloves you need and more. 16 gloves in total in the center console, right next to where the driver sits. And in the back of that same vehicle, two child car seats. That image should sit with you for a second because it sat with the jury. A car used to transport evidence of what prosecutors say was a brutal crime and also used to drive the three little boys to school, to the store, to their grandmother's house, the cleanup, and the carpool side by side. Trooper Nicholas Guarino finished his testimony on Wednesday. After cross-examination by the defense, Guarino is the one who pulled those damning internet searches off Brian Walsh's devices, searches that started at 4:52 a.m. on New Year's Day. How long before a body starts to smell? Best way to dispose of a body. How long does DNA last? How to dispose of a cell phone. Defense attorney Larry Tipton tried to reframe the narrative. He pointed out that before the divorce-related searches, Brian had been looking at diamond rings. And after the divorce searches, he browsed Porsches for sale. Yeah. Interesting. After the divorce searches, he browsed Porsches for sale. The implication was that this was a man thinking about his future, maybe reconciling with Anna, maybe moving on, but not planning a murder. Prosecutor Ann, yes, landed a clean counterpunch on recross. She pointed to a search made January 1st, 2023 that read, "Your spouse is missing and you want a divorce." That's not ambiguity. That's not a man shopping for jewelry and sports cars. That's a tell. Greeno also confirmed that despite a search for how to remove a hard drive from an Apple laptop, none of the devices police recovered appeared to have been tampered with. Brian didn't wipe anything. He didn't destroy the laptop. He handed over his phone on January 6th voluntarily, but not the laptop. That required a warrant, and the laptop is where investigators found a lot more. Before court adjourned, the defense made a motion to admit all text messages currently in discovery, arguing that the selected messages prosecutors plan to introduce lack context. The judge will rule on that later. Court ended with Judge Diane Farin noting the trial is on schedule, possibly ahead of schedule. Testimony continues to resume. We'll keep watching it. The prosecution expected to call William Fasttoe. That's a man Anna Walsh was having an affair with, the man she spent Thanksgiving with in Dublin just weeks before she disappeared, the man whose name Brian Walsh searched on Christmas Day 2022, 6 days before Anna was last seen alive. Brian Walsh knew about the affair, it appears. He hired a private investigator, his mom did, to follow Anna in D.C. He searched for divorce attorneys. He searched Fasto's name. And then, according to prosecutors, he killed her. So that's day three. Kind of dramatic, kind of not, kind of, you know. Evidence, a hacksaw with blood on it, slippers with hair stuck to them, pieces of a rug that used to be in the living room where Anna played with her children, and a man sitting in a courtroom with a rosary in hand. And no good explanation for any of it. He's literally sitting there with a rosary. Yeah. One of his attorneys said, "Why don't you get it? I'm not Catholic. Get a rosary. Doesn't matter. Maybe a juror is." The defense says he panicked, but panic doesn't buy tarps. Panic doesn't Google body disposal at 5 a.m. Panic doesn't stay calm and collected when the cops show up 4 days later. That's not panic. That's a plan. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Where do you think this is going? This feels so damning no matter what. But again, there's no slam dunks. There is no slam dunks in any case. You may look at it and go, oh my God, this guilty as sin. We will see. And your thoughts on our YouTube channel, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. While you're there, please do hit subscribe. We're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We're getting closer. I think we're like 85, 86,000, somewhere around there, as of this recording. So if you so choose, if you like the content and you're watching us right now, maybe please hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our commentary as we continue to follow this for you every single day. My name's Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.